Well, here I am in the flesh, or whatever. Maybe a bit too much flesh. I think I've been gaining a little bit of weight. But anyways, yes, here I am, and this is a program that jointly we have named A Stroke of Luck. Part of it is it wasn't very lucky to have a stroke, but there it is, and I'm trying to overcome it. I don't know if that's possible.
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Hi, Lorraine.
I'm with an amazing young lady who, this is her imagination, this is her thinking, but I'm so on to it. This program is now going to be called A Stroke of Luck. And really, it was luck that I even survived, I guess, because if I'd have been at home by myself, I might not have survived. I was in church.
Yeah.
And I stood up because we were going to go and have a snack. You don't flash a snack in front of me. So I stood up and crashed to the floor. And I was very fortunate that they right away grabbed me and called an ambulance. And I spent a couple of days in Terrace. I didn't get to go shopping.
No. that takes the fun out of it there.
Stroke is I don't know if you can avoid it. I have no idea. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know about avoiding it either. Hi, everybody. This is Megan. I'm going to be helping out Lorraine with her show today. And actually, maybe we should even step back a second.
Okay.
And
okay.
Let's introduce the radio show here and what station we're on.
Okay. So we what station? There we go. You're listening to CRCK 93.9 FM, and it's Smithers Community Radio. And I just really love this place, and so this to me is the best you can listen to. For sure.
Oh, yeah, no competition.
No, there's none. Not at all. I mean, it's an all-day thing. You can listen all day. I think it goes on at night as well, doesn't
it? Yeah, it plays straight through 24 hours. We either have live programmers in studio or there's the trusty playlist playing in the background.
Well, there you go. So never mind all the other stations. Some of them are... So this you're going to enjoy. For sure, because we fool around a little bit, too.
Sure, we do. And so, sorry, I know we were talking about strokes.
Yeah.
And yeah, so for the listeners that maybe aren't aware, both Lorraine and I have survived, I would say, strokes.
Yep.
We're working on thriving.
Yeah, there's a difference. We're with surviving, it's okay, but thriving is a work in progress for me anyways. But you're doing so good. I could never work that big thing over there, what's it called?
This is the soundboard, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's our soundboard.
Well, you'd be hearing a lot of horrible things, because sometimes I don't have a lot of patience, and you might be hearing a bit. Well, cussing or something.
Some grumbling under your breath.
Some grumbling. But anyways, yes, so you're listening to us, and we're going to try to make your next hour something to remember. How's that sound? Yeah. Okay. So now what are we doing?
Well, whatever you'd like.
Oh.
I know that you lugged this whole thing in, so maybe we could talk about that or you could read it.
Well, what I tried to do was not just play music, although I know that's important and we've got some music set up, but I just thought hopefully you guys will listen to this and maybe even search for it or something, because this here I have in my bedroom and I read it at least minimum every couple of days. It's the, and I hope I say it right, Desiderata. And this is a long ago copy that's in a frame. I tried to just copy it for today on a piece of paper, but I'm not that good with my computer yet. My computer just thinks, oh, who's here? Oh, it's you. Oh, well, they're not going to do anything for me. But anyways, so this is Desiderata. And I'm going to do that, and then we're going to play some music. And this is something just to listen to, because for me, it has a lot of meaning, and maybe it does will have some meaning for you guys, and you can look it up. Desiderata, I'll spell it even, D-E-S-I-D-E-R-A-T-A, Desiderata. So it's just spelled sort of like it sounds. And it starts, it says, go placidly amid the noise and haste and remember what peace there may be in silence. Well, we are on a radio program. don't do that.
Don't be too quiet.
Yeah. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. I like the way it says that because sometimes you can't with some people. But anyways, speak your truth. I try. Quietly and clearly. Sometimes maybe I'm too clear. Anyways, and listen to others. Oh, I have a hard time doing that. My husband used to put his hands on his waist and look at me like, because I wasn't very good about listening to him. Listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They are vexations, how the heck do you say that?
Oh my, I don't know. Point to it.
V-E-X-A-T-I-O-U-S.
Vexatious?
Vexatious to the spirit. In other words, they bug you. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater or lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs. Really be careful. For the world is full of trickery. I can vouch for that. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Yeah, for sure. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years. Yeah, I've got a few. Gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture your strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. Yeah. I think that's a good thing to think about right now. Do not distress yourself with imaginings. I'm good at that. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. I like that part. I have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful and strive to be happy. I read this often. I don't ever say it out loud. I did try to copy this darn thing, and I couldn't get it copied on my computer. Okay, so this is what leads me a lot. I mean, I have other things, so I'm going to be bringing it every now and then. You're going to hear a paragraph of something or another that helps me feel good about being alive even, you know? Yeah. So, okay, now then, I guess we should...
Yeah, well, we can hold off on that one here.
Okay.
If you wanted... I'm speaking away from a mic. If you wanted to, we could play a song.
Oh, okay.
Or, yeah, it's kind of wherever you'd like to go with this.
Okay, well, why don't we try a song?
Sure. Do you want to introduce it and I will get it going?
Which one are we going to do? Nat King Cole?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
I did a bit of research on him. He was born March 17th. I was surprised. March 17th, 1919. And he passed away February 15th, 1965. And his name actually is Nathaniel Adams Cole, but his stage name is Nat King Cole. I really used to enjoy his medicine. medicine.
Well, music is medicine. Well, so I'm not opposed to that slip up.
Yeah, it sort of helps you cheer you up or bring you down, one of the two. he was an American singer, a jazz pianist, and an actor. Cole's career as a jazz and pop vocalist started in the late 1930s and spanned almost three decades, where he found success and recorded over 100 songs that became his on the pop charts. He started his career as a jazz pianist. I'm trying to learn my piano, but it's not working. He started his career in 1930 when he formed the King Cole Trio, which became the top-selling group and the only black act in those days on Capitol Records in the 40s. Cole's Trio was the model for small jazz ensembles that followed. Starting in 1950, he transitioned to become a solo singer, billed as Nat King Cole. Despite achieving mainstream success, Cole faced intense racial discrimination during his career. That's so sad. While not a major vocal public figure in the civil rights movement, Cole was a member of his local NAACP and participated in the 1963 March on Washington. Wow. I saw that. He regularly performed on civil rights organizations. From 1956 to 57, Cole hosted the NBC variety series, The Nat King Cole Show, which became the first nationally broadcast television show hosted by an African American. So what we're going to play, something that I just love, this song, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You.
Nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing. The world still is the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the star shines above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
For me, that's a beautiful song. Although I think my mother's self comes up when it's like, don't be looking out there for somebody to love. Be careful. I mean, there's lots of people to love out there, I'm sure. But just be careful. Okay, so now, one of the things that, okay, what are we going to
sure.
do this year?
Yeah, let's, oh, yeah, okay. You got it.
This, you're listening to a program that is called A Stroke of Luck, just because the stroke is really involved with this thing. And then it's CICK 93.9, Smithers Community Radio. And then just to remind you guys, write it on your calendar, mm-hmm. is there's going to be a free concert in Central Park, which is right here, right?
You betcha, right off the deck of the CICK train car.
Well, look at that. And it's Saturday, August 17th. And for me, the number 17th is luck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Saturday, August 17th from 5 to 9. There's even going to be bands to play.
Yeah, there'll be bands and a couple of our CICK DJs.
Oh, so look at that. You got to come, guys. Well, I'll be here.
Yeah, bring a camp chair, hang out in the shade, or yeah. enjoy the sun, whatever floats your boat.
Let's hope that it's not raining.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's sort of that tricky thing where you hope for rain because it's so dry,
yeah.
but you also want it to be a nice day for the event.
Yeah. And bring an umbrella just in case. I mean, it can be your shade as well as...
Exactly.
Protection from the rain.
I'm constantly walking around with my rain umbrella as my shade umbrella, so why not, right?
Yeah,
does
yeah.
Does it both.
Yeah, so that's, and again, that fellow that was singing was Nat King Cole a long time ago, and perhaps you're wondering, why am I picking this old stuff? But partly I want to focus for seniors, that this is music that we grew up with. And it's kind of fun, you know. And some of the newer music nowadays is kind of like, I don't know if I can even dance to it or not. I mean, I dance. The cat hates me, but I'll pick her up. She's my dance partner. She's not too sure. But, I never liked cats. Never. Never
no.
did. I had dogs. I had pugs. And I loved my pugs. But you can't have dogs in the apartment, but I'm allowed a cat. And the doctor, I had to have a note from him, and he wrote down that she's my emotional support animal.
Oh,
and I thought, she doesn't support me emotionally. She pisses me off most of the time. She makes me very cranky sometimes, but maybe that's a good thing. But she's kind of a love too. She likes to lay with me and watch TV and stuff. So anyways, now where are we going to? So we're going to do thanking sponsors?
Yeah, let's do that. Great
okay.
idea.
Okay, so sponsors are... our lifeblood. It's awesome. So one of the ones that is a sponsor here is Accounting on Broadway. And thank you guys for that. The other one is Phoenix Self-Care Studio. Now, I'm not familiar with them.
That's a new sponsor of ours. That's by Shola Phoenix. Yeah.
Well, that's her last name?
I believe so,
Phoenix.
Yeah.
And does she... What do you exercise or stuff?
The details of what it is, my goodness, we'll have to look that one up. But I do know that she's got a bunch of different sort of self-care treatments and stuff. You can look for her. She's on Main Street.
You know, it's so much better to rather than taking a lot of medication and so on. At least that's what I have discovered in my lifetime, is I used to do Tai Chi.
Oh, that's great.
I haven't done it since I moved back
right.
home here.
I think they've got a few, isn't there? There might be like a group of people that get together pretty regularly.
I think so.
Yeah.
And so I'm considering it now again because I loved doing it because it's exercise,
yeah.
but it's doable.
Yeah. You're not hopping up and down stairs.
No.
You're, it's just about maybe more strength and it would be good for balance and stuff,
yeah.
right? Like that would be really great.
Yeah. So then, now it says here to announce an event.
I don't know. You did that. We talked about DeckFest. I mean, we could talk more about it if you want. I could always read a little bit about the information if you want, if we
want to
keep going.
Pick that up then.
Sure.
Yeah, you go ahead and
okay, let me do some yammering.
You have a nice voice.
Thank you. Alrighty, so CICK's DeckFest. What is there to say? It's... It's you might notice when you see the posters I'll be putting up today that it's got two different dates on there. So Deckfest in the past has just been one day.
Oh.
But this year we're doing a warm-up rock show the night before.
Whoa.
At the Smithers Brewing Company. So that's Friday, August 16th with local bands, Urchin, and your favorite band. The cover is $10, and that starts at 8 p.m. So that's 8 p.m. Smithers Brewing Company.
Where's that?
That's just, oh gosh, one block away from us down the alley, right down here.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. It's great. It's a nice location and a local brewery, so it's great to support those guys that way. Then come to the CICK train car on August 17th to enjoy some of the best alternative genre music in the North. And I've said something like, swing by on your way home from the lake, or there's going to be the Main Street Market that day as well. Mm. So they close off Main Street. They've done it, I think they did it on August 3rd, and they're doing it again on the 17th. And that's going to be up and down Main Street. They've got some vendors. They've got music happening at Beauville. Yeah, and that'll be, I think, 11 o'clock until 3. Then I say, come on by CICK from 5 till 9 p.m. We'll have music on the CICK deck. Maybe I'll tell the people who's performing. So we've got Thousand Cuts, and I wrote down their little description is sonic explorations that move from serene to dark. Wow. Rhythmic and arrhythmic textures are offered to listeners so that listeners may weave together their own unique compositions.
Oh.
And that's our very own David McTavish. And it's going to be pretty cool. And then we've also got a band coming in from Rupert called Al and Jackson. And that's a dynamic, folky, spy surf rock. For those that like gritty and Western flavor.
Huh.
Yeah. And so come on down to Deckfest. It's a free concert.
That sounds like an awesome kind of night. And that is on what day?
It is Saturday, August 17th.
Really? Free concert.
Yeah, so that's 2 weeks or a little over a week and a half away. So come on down to that.
That sounds like fun. Bert, put your dancing shoes on because you might want to hop around a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes that kind of music is very catchy.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Okay, so you've got something to, y'all have got something to look forward to. Yeah. And then you don't even have to open up your purse.
Yeah, no, free.
Yeah.
Well, I think we even coined some phrase here. Let me see what they wrote. They said, the best free concert in town. Mm. It's fun, it's weird, and it's on our deck.
Ha. Huh. Yeah. Well, there. Now you're all welcome.
Yeah.
For sure. So now then the other thing we have is what?
Well, we could What's your
name? I know I was reminded about sponsors.
Yeah, you did the sponsor thing.
Oh, I did already? Okay.
I think maybe we listen to that second song. Oh, or okay. I can, again, talk. I feel like I've talked a little bit, but we could talk about stroke information.
That would be interesting. I'd even like to hear it because I don't remember nothing. I had a terrible stroke, but it wiped out everything. Everything.
Yeah, you were saying that you have a hard time with names and you'll see faces and people are like, you remember me? And you're kind of like, no. Well,
sometimes I remember the what they look like.
Right.
But so far as, they look familiar.
Yeah.
But to say, oh, that's Frank or that's Jane or, oh, no, unfortunately, no, not yet anyways. But it's coming.
Yeah. And give yourself time. How long ago did you have your stroke?
August.
August of 2023.
No, here.
August.
Oh, August of 2023.
Yeah, so one year.
That's right. You know, it's August now.
It's August now. So a year ago. I mean, my goodness. They say give yourself 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
2 years before, you know, you kind of start to think, oh, no, is this me?
Yeah.
I took about 2 years and then I started to feel like, I don't know, a little bit more like myself. And So I say give yourself that 2 years and take it from there. And there's a lot of... like our brains can repair a fair amount. So give it some time.
It would be, well, not only am I fighting that illness, but I guess I'm fighting old age as well.
Right. Well, yeah. And which one is this
going to win? I don't know.
Well, okay. So why don't I give a little bit of information then?
Yeah.
So these are things to keep a lookout for.
Yeah.
And actually here, I'll read this actual sentence. Yeah, what does it say? So spotting a stroke.
Oh.
Now, while stroke is the fifth leading cause of death.
Oh, yeah.
Few people know the signs. Use the acronym BFAST to remember the signs of a stroke and what to do if someone near you is experiencing them. So they've broken it down to the letters BFAST. So it's BEFAST. And if you have it written in front of you, it's easier.
Yeah.
But they talk about balance.
Oh, I have no balance.
Is the person suddenly having trouble with balance or coordination?
Mm-hmm.
And for you, you fell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bang. Crash.
Bang. Crash. Totally lost it.
Yep.
Then the second one is E for eyes.
Mm.
Is the person experiencing suddenly blurred or double vision or a sudden loss of vision in one or both eyes? And for myself, that was one of the main things. For a few days, I had no idea what was going on. I was trying to make an appointment with my doctor and with my eye doctor because I was like, well, maybe something's wrong with my eye. Like I was so focused on my vision and it was sort of whited out. And it's like, I almost really couldn't figure out what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have a sudden change in eyesight, and then you had mentioned you had gotten new glasses right before your stroke or something, right?
And they're not any good anymore.
Yeah. And so you're using your glasses that you had before that.
Yep.
And again, so that would have been, there was a sudden change in your vision. And so maybe that was even a pre-warning sign. Who knows?
Yeah, that's it. You don't expect to be, you know, jumped on by some horrible thing.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so after the B and the E is F for face drooping.
Oh.
One side of the face droops or is numb. Ask the person to smile. And, you know, if you smile and both sides of your mouth go up. Okay, so maybe you're all right. And for me, I didn't experience this. Mind you, I didn't have anybody in those couple of first days look at me and maybe see whether or not, but that was something to be aware of.
Huh.
And then another one is arm weakness. Is one arm weak or numb?
Oh.
And you'll see people say, like, raise both your arms above your head. And if one arm, if they're kind of lopsided, then they might be having a stroke.
Well, I wonder, you know, because I have been told that I have a rotator cuff tear.
Right.
Maybe that's not what I have.
Well, I think for this is something that happens.
Because I can't raise.
That sounds like that actually does sound like rotator cuff.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, be aware of that. It might just be your rotator cuff.
Hey, I'm falling apart, ladies.
And then the last two. So we've got S, which is speech difficulties.
Mm.
Is speech slurred? Are they unable to speak? Or are they hard to understand?
Mm.
Ask the person to repeat a simple sentence like, the sky is blue. Is the sentence repeated correctly?
I think so.
Yeah, I know.
I hope so. The sky is blue.
Good for us. Yeah. We're okay right now.
Yeah, we're healing.
We're healing. All right. And then the last one is T for time. And it says time to call 911. If the person shows any of these symptoms, even if the symptoms go away, call 911 and get them to the hospital immediately.
Well, you know, for me, it happened in church.
Right.
And so they called the 911 right away and got an ambulance, and I ended up in Terrace.
Right.
I slept most of the time.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what is a very common thing.
Oh,
so
is that
for
right?
you had yours in public. I believe that mine started when I was at home, and mine was more
by
gradual.
Yourself?
I was by myself.
Ooh.
And it, I slept. And I'm not a nap, I don't take naps, but I slept. I had a hard time using my cell phone, like focusing on it and looking at it. I was home for 2 or 3 days trying to make appointments with my doctor, trying to make appointments, just not knowing what was going on and obviously not thinking very clearly before I drove myself to emergency after a phone appointment with my doctor. And she said, you know what, Megan, if you're not able to use your cell phone or your computer, that's weird, because I'm a cell phone and a computer guy. So she's like, that's weird. Go to the hospital. I drove myself and they did a CT scan and they came into the emerge and they said, you've had a stroke.
God.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Of course, my thought is, this isn't fair, but when is life ever fair? But that's interesting. Yeah. I just crashed and burned in church.
Yeah. You went down in a blaze.
Yeah, in a crowd of people.
Yeah.
Not a crowd, but quite a few people.
Yeah.
And they were all so concerned, and, you know, and Yeah, I was even throwing up, which isn't very pleasant.
No.
And then the ambulance took me to Terrace. I didn't even know where I was. Mm-mm. I had no clue. It was a couple of days. I think I was there a week.
Yeah. I think that's pretty common. They want to do testing and stuff, and the testing will happen faster if you're in hospital.
Yeah, and I honestly have not got a lot of memory of my staying there or anything like that. You know, I want to tell people, don't have a stroke.
Yeah.
But how do you know? You know, how do you prevent? Yeah. How do you stop?
Yeah.
I mean, I take all kinds of vitamins and things, mm-hmm. but that didn't help at all.
No, it turns out, did they say why you had a stroke? Did they diagnose why? Oh, wow. Yeah. That's about all I've been trying to do is figure out why.
Does it run in your family?
No, it doesn't run in my family. I think I think there was a couple strokes, but those were folks that were quite older.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So for me as a 40-year-old, or I guess I was 38-year-old woman, it's uncommon.
That is very young. I turned 83 this year.
Yeah.
I wasn't 83 yet.
No, before.
Or maybe I was.
80. Yeah.
My birthday's in June.
June. Now it's going to be two people with strokes trying to figure out that.
Yeah, right.
June. Well, happy belated. I'm also a June baby. What day of the?
June 3rd.
Oh, cute. I'm 12th.
There's two of us, you know.
Yeah, to the Gemini and
the Gemini thing is two
yes,
people.
Yes, it is. Duality.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids always look at me like, okay, Mom. It's sort of like they're asking, okay, what side are you now?
Mm-hmm.
How do we deal with you?
Which one of you is in control?
Yeah, which one is going to get after me because I didn't do what I was supposed to do? Yeah. I've always... joked with the children that you've got two mums, mm-hmm. me and my other side.
Sure.
Yeah, but okay, so we're Geminis, and hey, we're doing a good job.
Look at us go. Seriously, it's for real.
Yeah. Now, what is our next thing?
Well, why don't we play that second song that you've
got? Oh, sure. Okay, Lena Horne.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'm picking seniors just because... I'm hoping there are other seniors out in Smithers. I know there's lots of you guys. Step up. Don't worry about it. Be proud that you are where you are. Anyways, there's seniors here, I know, and these are seniors. She was born she's a June baby. June 30th, 1917, and she did pass away May 9th, 2010. She was a singer. An actress, a dancer. So typical of Geminis. We do it all.
Do it all.
Yeah. She was a singer, an actress, a dancer, and a civil rights activist. Her career spanned more than 70 years, and she covered film, television, and theater. That's a true Gemini right there.
That's good. Good for her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we push play?
Yep.
Since my man and I ain't together.
Well, there you go. Yeah. My husband passed away, it's hard. It's hard to have them go because he really took care of me. he was a big, tough dude, cowboy. That was what I wanted when I was a kid. And here I was, old or older, and I had a cowboy for my very own.
Living the dream.
Yeah, he was a real cowboy. Totally, totally cowboy. We went to rodeos and stuff like that, and he even had me, not for very long, but I did get to sit on a horse for a little while, but I was terrified. So obviously I'm not a good horse rider. The horse, I think, felt it because the horse just stood death still. I think the horse was afraid I was going to throw up or something on him. My husband understood that I didn't like, that I was scared. Mm-hmm. And he was a good man. He was a good man. Anyhow, there we go. So now what? Do we need to do our sponsors?
Well, yeah, we could. I mean, heck, we could keep thinking sponsors. We could announce a totally different event if we want.
Oh, is there another event?
There's all sorts of things we can do. And because we started the show a little bit late today, because there's nothing officially scheduled after us, we can go a little longer.
A little bit.
Yeah, so if you wanted to do the full hour, we still can do that. But the other thing is, I've told some of our programmers, you know, if you're sort of like, gee, I think that's about all I've got in me today, then that's also okay. Yeah. So you are the captain of this ship.
Oh, I think we're fine. I think we should probably for sure not forget to do sponsors.
You betcha. Let's do it.
Because they are our bread and butter.
They sure are. Yeah, they sure are. And we've got some really great sponsors that support CICK as we're a nonprofit organization.
Yeah. So here, it's written down because I can't quite see up there. We've got a sponsor is Accounting on Broadway. And then this another one is Phoenix Self-Care Studio. Now that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, you know, I really should look up more of her information. I just know that Shola runs that. And there's a bunch of different treatments that you can have at her little space on Main Street.
Huh. Interesting. Wow. And announce an event. Well, we already did that, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that. I mean, there's always... Oh, you had mentioned, you said you were married to a cowboy, so we could talk about the...
Oh, the fall fair.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's... I always go. I always attend. And the music is usually pretty good. And they do have a rodeo. And I've not ever gone and sat in the... what is it called? Bleachers?
The bleachers for the rodeo.
Yeah, I have not done that. I generally watch from the side so that I can see what they're doing with the horses and stuff. Mm. And taking care of the horses and so on, so that I like to walk through where they have them in the stalls.
Yeah.
And they always sort of put their head over and you can pat them a little bit, you know.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and so that's fine. Like I said, my husband put me on a horse once. I was too scared. Poor horse, I think he thought, what the heck is on my back?
This person feels nervous about me.
Oh, yeah, I was really scared. But I always had a soft spot for cowboys. And my husband was definitely a cowboy.
Yeah. Well, here, why don't we let people know? So the Fall Fair Parade is going to be Wednesday. Oops, now it's gone away. I think Wednesday the 23rd is what I saw. But here, we'll read this. They've got this little thing that scans past really fast. I'll see if I can find the info.
Yeah. It's. I know I plan on it going. I think it's 7 o'clock it starts.
7 o'clock Wednesday, August 21st.
And
it goes on Main Street all the way from the courthouse all the way to the Fireweed the Fireweed Inn or whatever over here.
Yeah.
And then it turns.
Yeah.
It goes up to the hospital even.
I've attended quite a few of them, and I plan to again. I actually even have a, just because I used to stand through the whole thing, but I have a folding chair now that I've picked out, and I'm going to put it in my car.
Yeah, be ready.
Yeah, and then I can open it up and sit down and mm-hmm. watch. Because I'm really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You get to see a bunch of different organizations that come through. And yeah, just, I mean, people have fun with the different themes. And yeah, I know CSEK will be in the parade.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so you can wave at us when we go by playing, I don't know, harmonicas and beating drums, whatever we're going to do.
I can't remember. Of course, I don't remember anything anymore, but you would think I would remember. I was always at the parade. But I can't remember CSEK in there. But then it's a while ago now.
Well, yeah, and I mean, heck, we're usually a people-powered group of folks pushing bikes and, I don't know, I definitely play a kazoo when I go.
Oh, do you really?
I don't really know what else to do, but yeah, I play the kazoo and we smile and wave. And kids always have their little pillowcases open for candy, but we don't give out candy. We have earplugs. So the one time I went, I had to tell everyone, it's not candy, don't eat it. Because it was an earplug, but it looked colorful and delicious. So I was like, this is not candy. Do not eat it.
Yeah.
I think the kids were a bit disappointed, but some of my friends were happy to have the earplugs because it can get pretty loud out there.
Yeah. I've attended a ton of them, but I've just, unfortunately, my memory has been kind of wiped out except for some, like I remember my mom and my husband, they both died in 2002. But anyhow, I'm here. I came home. This is home, always home for me.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm really found that it's this was home, always. I went to Prince George for 2.5 years, and I just thought, I got to go home. It was not home for me. It just didn't feel right. My son him and his wife and kids and stuff, they all live in Prince George. And I had supper with them in a restaurant because I thought, well, he's not going to act up in there in public because I thought maybe he might get cranky or something. Not my son anyways. But he sat back nodding his head and smiling. He wondered how long I would stick it out. He knew me well.
When you said last time that it worked out really well to line up the same apartment building, different apartment, but the same apartment building when you called, that's so great.
Yeah, because I was just checking to see if there was an available apartment anywhere.
Yeah.
And I thought, just for the heck of it, I'll call where I was before. And I did not identify myself. I just said hello to the landlady, and and I said, I was just wondering if you have any apartments that are going to become available. And she goes, long pause, and then she goes, Lorraine? I thought, oh, man. I don't, what is this? Does everybody know me or what? But it was very touching to have her recognize my voice. Yeah. And yes, they had one on the ground floor, which I wanted anyways.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I don't like stairs very much.
Well, sure. And I mean, I think obviously now since the stroke even, right? Like that really adds to it. So ground floor.
I'd have to crawl up the stairs on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't know.
There you go. Well, why don't we could play one last song.
Okay.
And I guess this is, Lorraine brought this great album in called Legendary Voices of the Past. And I looked through and I was like, ooh, I really like this one song. So this will be the request for me.
Ah, well, there you go.
And so this song is It's a Good Day, and it's by Peggy Lee.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have any interesting facts to share about it. Well, maybe after, though. So let's have a listen, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning to night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Well, that was Peggy Lee with It's a Good Day. And actually, I do have a little story that I can share about that one. So my sibling River Wild does a burlesque number to that song, and it's really great. So yeah, shout out to River Wild.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And anyway, then, you've got something else you wanted to say?
Well, it's just, I noticed it here after talking about my husband and his rodeo stuff and cow and horse stuff. Alan Jackson, apparently, he is a... Well, on here it says, headliner, Alan Jackson, dynamic, folky, spy surf, rock for those that like a gritty Western flavor.
Yeah, and they're going to be at Deckfest on Saturday, August 17th, between 5 and 9 p.m.
So it sounds like it's going to be a party.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We'll have fun.
Yeah, okay, well, then I don't know. Are we just about... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we can just sign off. So I've been the co-host, Megan Brady, helping out our lovely, gracious host over here.
Oh, and you've been a rock. You know, just awesome. I can't do this alone. Okay, so this is called... this program is called A Stroke of Luck. And it's you've been listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio.